to go through your list of questions that you have so that we can make sure to talk you through all of this so that you feel like you have the answers to your questions. And then if you have any other questions, you're free to bring those up as well. So with Florida, when you sent me that email, I actually had not even opened the spreadsheet myself. And so when you sent me that email, that was the first time I had seen that. And so when I approached Patty about that, and Patty is the head of the virtual schools in Florida, when I had approached her and asked her, you know, what was going on, we discovered that, yes, I do send all of our teachers' information to our partner schools. So the process is that when a school inquires that they need some teacher support, I send them the list of all of the teachers that we have who are certified in that state for both the current semester and for future semester planning. And I sent her all of our teachers who had Florida certifications, and also sent her the ones who had submitted their applications and had certificates of eligibility numbers. Patty then misunderstood, or there was a disconnect between what I sent her and what she understood. She thought all of the teachers that I was sending her were the ones in the classrooms, and there wasn't that double checking there. She has been in contact with the Seminole department, and so they are all very aware of what's going on, and that the roadblocks that we've been going into getting our teachers Florida certified. And I know I've explained some of this on our leadership calls, but I want to make sure you understand the process. So when we partnered up with Florida, they had told us that we, first of all, needed to make sure, like, the top priority was making sure our teachers were fingerprinted in Florida. That's why we sat down our teachers, you know, back in September, to get fingerprinted in Florida so that they could even have contact with those students. We let them know, they knew that all of our teachers that had been fingerprinted were in the process of getting their applications and being very transparent through that process. As of last week, we found out that many of the certificates, when they get their certificate of eligibility, they actually have to be employed by a school district in Florida to get their temporary certificate. So for many of our teachers, we're not able to go that next step. They have everything they've submitted, they're eligible for it, but we can't go the next step to get them certified. So because of that, we have already been working with Seminole and came up with a plan to keep the teachers who we have Florida certified, which are going to be Shayla and Sarah. So they will keep their Florida students, and Ron Green, excuse me, three of them. They will keep their Florida students. However, everybody else will no longer have their Florida students. We're in the process of hiring part-time Florida certified.
I'm sure she'll dial right back in.
I must have hit the off button. I was talking away, but what part did I cut out at?
You had gone through the list of who we know is certified that we can keep versus what we've got to do now on the ones that we found out we can't get certified.
Okay, so we're going to keep Shayla, Sarah, and Ron, and then of course our PowerSpeak teachers who are also certified, which are MEB and Lisa. Now, I was asking I asked Patty, I said, well, I was very surprised to see your name and Karen's name also, to be quite honest. And especially when MEB was Spanish certified. So what with that, when she got multiple names, I don't think there was the double back circling of who it was. I think she had just assumed when she saw those certificates. In any regard, your names are being taken off. And so we're keeping those teachers, those five teachers I just listed. We're in the process. I've made two offers today to part-time Florida teachers. Start next Monday. We're going to start them training. Teresa's team is going to work out a training program to get them up and running. And we will make sure that they are all taking over the courses so that they are appropriately certified. But Seminole School is aware of everything that's going on and completely supporting us in this transition because we have been working really hard to make sure we are doing due diligence. Like, we are going to, you know, we're sending our teachers to Florida to get certified. We are making sure they've got all of their documents processed. And so they are completely aware of everything that's going on. And so that's kind of what's going on in Florida. And your second question was to go with that is how can one person sign for another? I absolutely don't want another person to sign for another. Shayla and Drew both submitted their forms. They just took their students on their roster, copied and pasted it into a spreadsheet, and that is exactly fine. I don't want another teacher signing something that's not theirs. And so I have put all of that actually on hold, and Seminole is okay. That wasn't even a state requirement, those attendance rosters. That was a Seminole request. And so we're just putting all of that on hold. So the teachers don't even need to do that. Okay? So I think that covers also your questions for the substitutes for Jesse. Jesse's substitute for Florida will be taking over next week. And then as far as Shannon and Jesse, Ellen is going to be taking over Jesse's AP courses that she's in for Arizona. So that's how we're, and she has her Florida fingerprints clearance card, so we're okay there. I have a request in, and Allison submitted to Chip my request to bring on substitute teachers for Shannon and Jesse for the duration of their leave. So we will go ahead and make sure that we have all of those covered. I would assume that Chip will get back to us within the next day or two on that. Before we go too far down the list, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about Florida and ask any clarification questions on there.
Well, I've never been fingerprinted in Florida. So, I have had my license long enough that they gave a license without fingerprinting when I got it. And I would have been fingerprinted when I was employed. So, I didn't open that email either when Stephanie sent it out. And I was completely shocked and very upset when I opened it and saw my name attached. And that's why I immediately went to you. And I wish that you had touched base with me, I guess sooner than you did, because I probably could have done something to have tried to calm the teachers down. They were upset before I ever even knew had opened the email. And I just think, you know, communication, it's so important. And as long as, you know, I have a concern. I've already expressed it to you several times about my licenses being used. You know, and I'm not opposed to them being used. I just want to know ahead of time, and I want to do my own research to know that it is acceptable in that state to do that. And I want to know who's teaching under them.
Well, I think the important part about Florida is this. You are not actually teaching in Florida. You have not had any contact with students in Florida. I mean, your name being on that list was nothing but a mistake. And it took us a couple days to get to the bottom of that. And I feel like it was just
yesterday on Monday when Julie and I are both back in our home offices able to get to the bottom of it with what happened with Patty. But, you know, I guess I understand your concern. You know, I can understand why you were concerned initially, and then I can understand why you went immediately to Julie, you know, and I feel like we've been able to resolve it. But I'm not sure, you know, certification is complicated, and if every teacher feels like they're going to need to get to the bottom of it, it's going to be difficult in some situations, and in some states, well, you know, it's different in every single state.
Exactly.
So it's not going to be the same in every state. You know, and Julie's ability to give, if a head of school goes to her and says, we're interested in KEG, can you give us a list of who you have who's Nevada certified? You know, I definitely feel like as K-12 employees, Julie has the right to release to that head of school the name of the teachers. But when it comes to those teachers, you know, reporting teacher records, if that's an allowable model in the state, then absolutely I think the KEG teachers need to understand exactly where they're being reported is teachers of record, although I'm not really sure that's actually happening in very many places. Is it, Julie?
I do not believe so. Not
okay.
Since the partnerships that I have used, we have not.
Okay.
So if there were some from last year, I'm not aware of those.
Okay.
Well, it's my understanding that it is being done in Pennsylvania, or at least that's my understanding, and it definitely, you know, I am in those classrooms, and Drew is in classrooms based on certification, so.
Now, I'll double check with Jane on that one, but in your email you said that in Pennsylvania, you've kind of researched that, or they had researched that, and that was acceptable because of their agreement?
My understanding is yes, that was not something, we never did it last year, because no one was certified in Pennsylvania. So that is something new this year, but from what I can tell, it was acceptable. And I knew that...
I think with Pennsylvania, there's a couple of different things that I know is going on, and this isn't anything, like, again, I would need to double-check on this, because this isn't one that I had my hands in at all. It was before I came on board. But with Pennsylvania, apparently last year, they had... as part of their charter agreement, something where 20% of their teachers did not have to be either highly qualified or certified. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, that's a pretty common charter law.
And so, but when they went to school-wide Title I, so the certification is still okay. That's not the issue. When they went to school-wide Title I, it's the HQ. What they're looking for is making sure that they have somebody who's HQ in the classroom. So, again, I have not dug into that one at all. And so I would go with what you have heard and learned in the past, and we can look into that if we need to.
All right, the other state was Missouri, and I've seen that evidently all the math students are being dropped, and I know that my credentials had been sent to Missouri. I didn't know whether or not I was actually the teacher of record, since I was not placed in those classrooms. So
Missouri, again, was one that was arranged before I came on, so I don't know. I did not send anything to Amy, but I have a meeting with her. I was actually supposed to have a meeting with her this morning, but she wasn't on the line, so I sent her a request to reschedule for Thursday. So I am having a meeting with her this week to find out what's going on in Missouri, because that is one that happened before I came on board, and I don't know what information she has, to be honest with you.
Julie, do you think it would make sense to just maybe double-check with all the heads of schools? Because it sounds like it's possible, I guess, that a head of school could be reporting a teacher of record and the KEG teacher not know about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What I can do is, I think because when I first came on and had all of those one-on-one meetings with the heads of schools, those were very beneficial, but it's very time-intensive, so I might just send out a request through the regional VPs, just asking them to disperse to the heads of schools and find out, you know, if if they are using a teacher of record model, and if so, if they're using any of my teachers, to please let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an absolutely fair request for CAKE teachers to want to confirm or to know if their name is being used as a teacher of record.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not sure if it is or not, but I think they deserve to know.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, because, I mean, Wisconsin's another.
In the Florida situation, it is just incredible. It was just a mistake. It was nothing more than Patty taking that list and assuming that all of those teachers were, for one, that the eligibility certification numbers were the actual certification numbers, and they weren't. But two, things like, you know, Karen Bingham is a Florida certified teacher for Spanish. True, she is, but Florida, you know, Patty misunderstood that to mean that she was actually teaching those lists, not she didn't take it to be a list of all of your possible options that you could use if you needed to. You know, so on those, all we can say is, it hasn't been reported to the state yet. No teacher should fill out anything that isn't correct because teacher of record is not allowed in Florida, and so they absolutely shouldn't fill out those forms, and on the resubmit, all of the correct teachers will be listed, with the unfortunate addition that all of the teachers that we were told we could get certified, we now find out we can't because they're not employed by district, so we've got to hire new teachers to take the place of the teachers who were fingerprinted and went through the process. But Seminole knows that we've done that, and they're totally okay with it.
Yeah. So exactly, like with Karen, MEB was already certified and fingerprinted, so that, you know, it was absolutely, like, just miscommunication there. And when Patty submitted it, she actually submitted it to Seminole, to the district themselves. And Allison, maybe you understood, I was not clear yesterday on our meeting with Patty whether or not Seminole had actually reported those to the state, or if they have, I think she said they have until the end of the month to report their teachers to the state. I wasn't positive on that one, but either way, she was correcting that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure either, because it was something like, even if it had been reported, you can edit it and correct it up until the spring or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the fifth one you have on your list is the HQT forms. So the directions that we got from ACE and that I had asked staff to do was to leave the second one blank, where it asked for an Arkansas teaching certificate because of the waiver that ACE has. Now, we have not yet received the soft copy from ACE, and I know Clay had tried sending it to me a couple times, and I don't know if it's too large or what's going on, but I am not receiving it on my end. But he did read to me in the appendix where it actually says that they can have non-Arkansas certified teachers, but they still do need to be highly qualified. And the wording in that appendix said that the teachers needed to be background checked. It did not specify that they needed to be Arkansas background checked. So when we're filling out that form, and Allison actually even brought this up to our attorney within K-12, you know, was it appropriate to leave those blank given the waiver that ACE has, and still find yes? Because what's going on is that every other school in the state, except for ACE and one other one that has this specific waiver, this form is true. But our school, like Allison has said before, it's like trying to fit a square into a round hole. You know, a square peg into a round hole. Our things don't fit with their form. So we were not saying, we're not being dishonest. We were listing what state we were certifying, well, what teachers were certified in, and I'm not quite sure where your concerns are with that one.
Well, and that was one that, first of all, their actual waiver for that is online. It's in the minutes for the state board meeting from March of this year. So I'll be happy to send you the link and you can get to it if that's the waiver you're talking about. And it's not the exact document, but you can link to it and then you could download it. I think my concern came from, it's not me, because, I mean, I'm not directly involved and I've tried to stay out of it. But the I think the concern from the teachers probably came from part of that water cooler gossip, that Ace had signed a form, signed someone's name to one of the forms. And it just made it, I guess, look shady. It just put it in that light. And I guess...
Whose name did they sign to a form? Are we sure that that happened?
My understanding is that it did happen to one of the K-8 teachers.
If it's Leslie Ben Zion, is that who you're speaking of?
That's what I've been told. I haven't talked to Leslie. Okay.
You know, Karen Gadotti's been involved in this too. She does not think, we haven't asked Clay specifically what happened. She thinks he just amended the form and put it in the back of her file. He's not even turning these in. He's just filing them at his local office from what we understand. But, I mean, if this is all about somebody thinking that Clay forged a teacher's signature, that's an entirely different issue that should have been brought directly to Julie.
And quite honestly, it was through Casey and Leslie, and we have worked with Karen on that. And so as you're hearing this water cooler gossip, it needs to stop, and it needs to be directed to me. Like, this is a virus that's going on with our team, and it's ridiculous.
And that's why my comment has been to come to you. And that brings up, there is a virus, as you want to put it, that my recollection, first of all, of what you said about number two, see, that's not what I remember you saying, okay? My recollection is that you told them to list their current certifications in whatever state they're certified in and put that state certification. Certificate number. Now I'll go back and listen to the recording.
Yeah,
so
leave that blank, the yes or no checkbox is blank, and put in the certification number for the states that they are certified in.
Okay.
That is, yeah.
And I guess, and when the ones that contacted me on that, I said, well, Julie's the one that gave the instructions. I understand that you need to be comfortable in what you're signing, but this is something that Julie is over. And I think that I'm very open, and the teachers feel very comfortable coming to me and talking to me. I do a lot of listening, much more than I do talking. I say very little. And I think some of them, they just need to vent. One of them called this morning while we were in that meeting with Claudia. I don't think I said 10 words to her. She just needed someone to vent to. And when she got through, she felt better and hung up, and all is going to be okay, I think. But that stuff with Ace, I just think that some of the teachers said that they have emailed you and that they don't feel like you've responded. And I know that it may take...
The two that you're speaking of, Karen and Stephanie, I did try to set up meetings with them to discuss this the same as we're trying to talk to you. I told them that I would give them the ACE waiver as soon as I have it. I haven't received it yet.
I just think that, I understand it takes time to get back to people. And I guess this comes to leadership style. I'm much more... I'll at least reply back and say, all right, I'm looking into it. I'll get back to you. I just think that, that's the way that I like things done. And I know I'm not ever going to agree with everything. But I think that, that's causing part of the issue. It's just communication. And there are some teachers who want way more communication than others. And that goes back, the personalities. And the two that you mentioned, those are two who they want a lot of communication. And they are spot on. If you ask them a question, you can bet within 1 minute they're going to answer. Or they're going to send back, or let me get on it, they're going to send back some kind of response. And so probably that expectation is there from them. And they feel very comfortable coming to me and talking to me. And I personally do not want to tell them I can't talk to you. I will always tell them that those concerns need to go to you. But I'm afraid we're getting to the point that some of them or just probably want things more in writing. And there are a lot of people like that, that this is a, you know, a pretty simple question, and if it has a simple answer, just answer it, and then let's move on. And when no one will just say, you know, yes or no or whatever, then it gives the perception that something is being hidden. I'm fine with phone calls. I'm fine with phone conversations. But again, you're going to have a lot of people who want a closure to that loop, that they send an email, and even if there's a phone call or a Illuminate or whatever, well, they still want closure to that. And we're, you know, we've worked hard at, you know, getting the teachers to do that when, you know, they talk to a parent or anything. And I think that's just, it's part of their expectations. And I think that part of that from the returning teachers is more so because Alan was so good about, that's the way he did it last year. I mean, he was dead on. He was just like Karen and Steffi. You sent him a message, and he may not have had the complete answer, but he acknowledged, you know, and it was just, they were used to receiving a great deal of communication from him, and we just haven't had very much communication this year, and I think that's causing some frustrations.
Well, I can tell you that is definitely going to change. My priority when I first came into K was to start rebuilding and working with the relationships with the schools themselves. That was the top priority at the time. And I can tell you that the communication between myself and the teachers is absolutely going to increase 100-fold.
I think that would, you know, and part of, on this Florida thing that caused part of this was the teachers, because Stephanie sent the spreadsheet, then they went back and asked Stephanie and thought, but it was so late at night, and then she was out of her office the next morning. So that's why they came to me, because they had not had that response. And I think, you know, back to the ACE form, when they didn't get a response, well, like, Laura, do you have this? And I think, and part of it goes back to what everyone was used to, that Alan used Stephanie and I to disperse information. And you know, you don't do that at all. So they still, though, expect us to have some clue to be able to answer their questions, and most of the time we don't now. But I mean, so if that's gonna, you know, increase, I think that's really a good thing, and I think it's really gonna help. I think it'll help the feelings of the teachers right now. I think part of it too, and I on the iAcademy end, because I think, you know, I work very closely with Darby. And when she asks me something, or she asks me to do something, and I tell her, I say, all right, well, we'll ask Julie, or Stephanie or I one will ask Julie, because we're part of her leadership team, and we have the leadership meeting. And, you know, she expects us to be able to come back with her response. And there have been some, you know, times that you haven't gotten back to us. And I know Darby's going to address part of this on Thursday, that, you know, because I've just came out and told her over the past week or so. I'm like, well, Darby, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I sent a request, and we don't have answers. And
well, Darby knows better than to not take it directly to Julie. I mean, Darby's been around for a long time. I've worked with Darby for 6 years. If she had an issue, she knows to take it to me or Julie. So, you know, I mean, on that one, she shouldn't be. You know, there would be an argument to say that Darby shouldn't be going to you and Stephanie, that Darby needs to go to Julie, and I'll make sure Darby knows that if she needs answers, and if Darby's not getting the answers she needs, she can come to me. But I guess I don't have a lot of sympathy for Darby on that, because Darby knows where she needs to go to get answers.
Yeah, and I mean, I know, and that's why she's set up the meeting, and But again, that's a change from last year that is just, I guess, really kind of surfacing, because last year she didn't have to go directly to Alan.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a Stephanie and I thing that worked with Darby. And so, again, that's just, you know, change in leadership, change in
it's
expectations.
Changes in leadership, and Alan Reyes has a very different skill set than Julie does. I think, you know, he tended to focus on his strengths, and, you know, Julie, like, her first goal was to repair relationships out of the school, because, to be quite frank with you, the schools do not, you know, we're not regarding cake teachers very highly. And that's the first thing we have to do, because if the, you know, the schools are who pay us to have these teachers, you know, Academy aside, which is private pay, if we aren't making the customers happy, then we're not going to have the teaching force around. So, you know, I do think Julie's priorities have been appropriate, but, you know, communication is always good. I think we need to be really careful about, you know, especially Laura in a leadership position, that, you know, teachers venting to you is kind of, you know, one thing, but perhaps not the most appropriate thing for that teacher if they truly thought that you were in a leadership position. But at the same time, they have to know Julie is their direct supervisor, and they have got to take issues to Julie or else they won't get resolved. And if for any reason somebody would feel like they weren't getting a response from Julie that they needed, they could absolutely go to Laura Jannetty. And so I've been disappointed that for two meetings that Julie and I have tried to schedule with the teachers to quell some of their fears, they're basically refusing to meet. So, you know, I guess I don't...
Yeah, there's a... I think that it goes back to the communication style, and, you know, and back to what you said about, you know, another thing, like Stephanie and I have set up, we've split up the schools. We sent it to Julie. We didn't get any response back on, you know, who kind of takes care of those schools and the communication between the teachers and those schools. And it's not just the VAs. It's, you know, the schools for the K-12 courses and dealing with Marissa and Kristen and... and I think that, and again, our roles, mine and her roles, have shifted to the point where we're really not sure what they are, and it's really causing a little bit of, I don't know, again, it comes back to communication.
Well, and we need you to be part of the solution. If this is an issue, you're bringing it up today, but it's November, you know, Julie's been in place for 2 months now, you know, we've wasted a lot of time. I mean, if the problem really boils down to communication and you and Stephanie not feeling like you're comfortable in knowing what your roles are now, that's something very manageable that we can take care of.
Yeah, and we...
There's been a lot of trouble between, you know, around the last 2 months if that's truly the underlying problem, because we could have fixed that one.
But see, Stephanie and I think from our perspective, we thought we were bringing it up. And I am much more... Julie can... Confirm this, I am much more blunt than Stephanie is. And I let Stephanie take the lead in talking, but she's just not going to be as blunt as I am about it, and sometimes things, I guess, just need to be said kind of bluntly. So, and part of it was...
I'm looking back through emails, Laura, and I don't recall an email asking about the schools and the requirements and who's contacting the schools.
It's just a spreadsheet that points of contact, I think, was the heading of it, and she split it up. We talked about it on leadership call, and when Stephanie told you she was overwhelmed and she told you she was going to split it up. And
guys, and I hate to do this, but I have got another 2 o'clock meeting that has already been postponed once today, and I have got to go join it. I mean, I wasn't expecting the conversation to take...
Oh, that's fine. I appreciate your time.
I've got time after about 4 o'clock this afternoon if we want to regroup and meet up again, or...
Oh, I'm fine. This was great. Thank you so much for your time, Allison. I really appreciate it.
All right, Julie. We'll follow up on the next steps, okay? Okay. Thanks.